they were holding on to Atlanta Tet, and our problem was, how is it that we're able to arrange for an Eruv on the Erev Shabbat, which comes out on the Yom Tov? Because it would appear that you're doing Hachana. And so we said yesterday that if you hold that the Eruv is actually Chal on Shabbat, meaning Tchilat HaYom Koneh, not Sof HaYom Koneh, it's not, the Eruv is not Koneh Shvitat, the last possible moment on Erev Shabbat, but rather the moment of the Chalot of Shabbat is when the Eruv becomes, then you're certainly not preparing on Erev Shabbat the Eruv for Shabbat. But then we raise the issue of, how do you get the Eruv there? I mean, even if you're being Ma'ariv Baraglav, we had a Kasha and Rabba who said, well, there's no problem, you don't have to say anything, in which case there's nothing that you're really doing, because anything that you're doing is Heter on Shabbat, you're not being Machriz that you're doing anything for after Shabbat. So we said, well, what about the cases that seem very similar, which is to go get to the movie theater in time of Tzeri Shabbat, everybody knows you've gone to the movies there, or to perhaps go and see how your Perot are doing, or if there's anything you need to do in your field. And there Rabba was a Mechalik that there's no comparison. As long as it's not clear from where I'm walking, and I'm doing something with Tzarech Machar, so if I'm not walking towards the movies or walking towards the field, there's no reason that anybody should suspect I'm taking a walk in order to make an Eruv. I'm not doing anything particular.
Is the concern that you influence other people to also perhaps do this activity, or that it's a Chilat
Neither. Well, neither. No. It's that the definition of an act of Hachana is a recognizable act. So that as long as what you're doing isn't in any way associated with something that's Chol, and what you're doing is completely Heter, what's the problem? In fact, I mean, now that Abba has raised the issue, I might as well come clean and tell you that what we're calling Hachana over here is a little difficult to relate to the concept of Hachana that Rabba was talking about in Beis. You're not really being Mechin. What am I being Mechin for Shabbat? The only thing that Shabbat's interested in having is the Eruv from the beginning of Shabbat. Hefsher isn't Hachana. This concept is an extension of what we call Hachana, and it's really based on Mitzvah Heftzecha. In other words, you're not supposed to be Osek on Shabbat in things that are not for the purpose of Shabbat, but are for your own secular need. And that's really what this is based on. It's more of, it's certainly not the Diorayta Hachana that we were talking about, to actually do something for Shabbat. It's rather an extension, L'chor, according to many Purushim. It's an extension of the idea of Mimitzoch Hefzecha, don't do things on Shabbat. In which case, the question is, they ask, isn't the Eruv Tzarech Mitzvah? I mean, all along, the meaning of Mimitzoch Hefzecha is secular. Your own Chafetzim is supposed to Chafetzei Shamayim. But I thought we've determined that the Eruv is done the Tzarech Mitzvah. And it's interesting that some Rishonim actually bring a riot from here, that Halicha Baraglav, which is what the case of Rabba was talking about, is actually would actually be okay L'chatchila Shalom Tzarech. That even though we said Ma'ariv, that means Ma'ariv B'Pat would only have to be Tzarech Mitzvah. But otherwise you can't learn this Gemara. You're saying, I'm walking there, people will say, well, you're walking there because you got involved in your learning, or you're walking there to look for your Chamor, right? So why can't we, I mean, there ought to be now a Heter, I said it backwards, and I said Halicha. There ought to be a Heter because of Mitzvah Hefzecha. So it's not Chavtzecha, it's Chavtzei Shemayim. Saying of Yami, some taina that there's two different dinim of Erevin, and that one of them is indeed mutter even Mitzvah Hefzecha, because of for your own Chavtzeh. Others say that there's really no connection between the fact that something is done in Tzarech Mitzvah, the Tzarech Mitzvah being, let's say, would you say, I want to make an Erev so that I can take a walk on Shabbat to a beautiful park, which will help my own Shabbat. So therefore, it's no longer called Mitzvah Hefzecha, it's Chavtzei Shemayim. There's a difference between things that are mitzvahs and things that are chafzei shamayim. You could say that that's called simcha shel mitzvah, for instance, which is what the Gemara does say, that to have a stereo playing in order to have the simcha shel mitzvah. That's called simcha shel mitzvah, right? But that doesn't make it chafzei shamayim. Chafzei shamayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying this is the way it has to be. This is your need in order to make things good. Okay, fine, but that's not necessarily called chafzei shamayim. But it's just fascinating that ad kedei kach, I'm actually being a raya from here. It must be that there at least exists a type of erev that is not called dafka l'tzarech mitzvah. L'chora, even interesting. Okay. So that's where we were up to. And we had mentioned yesterday, today we're going to look into more concretely what was said, but we had mentioned yesterday Rav Yehuda's halacha, that if you're Ma'ariv Baraglav, you can be Ma'ariv Baraglav, you have to be Ma'ariv Baraglav the second day. Vidbi Meniach Pat, Meniach Pat the second day. Let's look into it today. Gufa, Omer Rav Yehuda. So we're now seven lines down here. And Irev Baraglav, Biyom Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglav, Basheni. Irev Bepat, Biyom Rishon, Ma'ariv Bepat, Biyom Sheni. So if you had done an Eruv on Erev Shabbat, which was Yom Tov, rather on Erev Yom Tov, which was Thursday. So you do the same thing on Erev Shabbat, which is Yom Tov. If you had used Pat on Thursday, Ma'ariv B'Pat B'Yom Sheni, which is now Yom Tov. Here the Patbury Shon, Mare Baraglav Bashine, or there's really no necessity necessarily. Having now already defined the Erev Bepat, Yom Rishon, you go back to the same place and be Marev Baraglav. But Erev Baraglav Barishon in Marev Bepat Bashini. If the first day, meaning the Thursday, which was Erev Yom Tov, you had created that first Eruv by walking there, and now on the second day you want to send an Eruv out there, that you cannot do. She'in Ma'arvin Betchila Bepat. Because you cannot take pot on the Erev Shabbat, which is a Yom Tov, and in fact be koveya that this is, because then you're going to have to say, with this pot I should have an Erev here, because there's nothing mukav. If the pot had already been used, and it was clear that you're just taking it home in order for it not to be eaten up by the cats and brought it back, then it's the same thing as walking out there. There's nothing that you're doing that is defining this as an act of creating an Erev for Shabbat, and I'm not being making anything. But if I never had used this pot, then you're going to have to say, this: I am taking this pot, and I'm making it my Erev. So therefore, if you had never used the pot before, you can't now create an Eruv with pot on the second day. And when Rabbi Yehuda said that if Erev Bepat B'Yom Rishon Ma'arev Bepat B'Yom Sheni, even that Shet Shmuel is talking about Be'otah HaPat. You have to bring back the same Eruv that you had before and not stam say, well, I had an Eruv yesterday with one thing, so let me make an Eruv today with another thing. That's also creating the Eruv from the beginning, so to speak. It's making it B'Tchilah, because that's the type of Hachana. I'm saying this should be the Eruv for Shabbat. Om Rav Ashi, look, I mean, I'm sure Shmuel is right, but it's obvious from the Mishnah. I'm not quite sure why he made it a point. I mean, if you read the Mishnah, Dekin Ami, but Niti Niktani, Ketzad Hu HaSemen, otherwise, what's the point of the whole jazz in the Mishnah about taking it home and then bring it back the next day? I mean, why does it say that you have to bring it back the next day? You can take another thing, no? Molechob Rishonu Machshich Alav V'Ochlo Balo, then Basheni Machshich Alav V'Ochlo Balo. So why is he saying that? Must be because it needs to be the same pot, and you have no choice. You have to make sure that the cat didn't eat it up. Otherwise, he should have just said, look, you know, leave it there the day before on Thursday, and then on Friday, which is Yontif, bring out another piece of bread. I mean, what do you have to sit there, wait, and then bring it home? And then, what do we need to go to all of that trouble for? Must be because of what Shmuel was saying, correct? Must be because I have no choice but to use the same bread. So if I don't stay there, wait until after Choshech, where I was going to the Erev, now I can take it home. If I don't take it home, I'm not going to be able to make an Erev tomorrow if the cat gets to it. By the way, if it's vice versa, let's say it was Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov was Shabbat, instead of the other way around, where obviously I won't be able to carry it, then I would have to go back and see if it's still there in order to know if I had an Eruv. Okay, but anyway, in this case, it seems clear that I can't use anything else. I've got to bring it back home and be shomer it. So why, in fact, I mean, the Rabbanan, the Shmuel made a point of this. Why, isn't it clear, I mean, that I mean, forget about Shmuel. I mean, we even had asked the question, isn't this a problem of Hachana? Right? We have to go through this whole business. Well, you're not really doing anything. I mean, Rabbah answered him. I mean, they should have said to themselves, say, wait a minute, how do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying you have to take the same bread back. What's the difference if it's the same bread or it's another piece of bread? Oh, the Mishnah must be coming to address the issue of Achana. So it's saying, since you already were Koveya the Erev with this bread from Thursday, so when you bring it back on Friday, you don't have to say anything, you're not doing anything, and there's nothing that you're being made. I mean, so then they should have figured out themselves what Rabbah told them. Rabbah said, well, what are you doing? You don't have to say anything? They should have seen that from the Mishnah. That's really a problem. And it says, well, I mean, if you read the Mishnah naively, you could think that Dilma Hatam Eitzetovak HaMashon. I mean, maybe the point is the Mishnah is just trying to say, not that you have to take it back home and make sure you have the same bread. The Mishnah is just saying, look, I mean, it would be a good idea to take it home, otherwise the cat's going to get it. If you're a rich guy and can afford to lose your Erev there, leave it there. Bring back another Erev tomorrow. Maybe. And the truth is now that Shmuel points it out, it makes a lot of sense. And it really backs our contention, Rabbah's contention, that this is the only way of really understanding the sugya. Otherwise you get into the problem of Rabbah, of the Hachana to Rabbah. Okay. So Kamashvan was basically what Shmuel is doing, is telling you, here's how to read, here's how to understand the Mishnah, in which case now you know that everything we said to you before wasn't really a dochek. It's the most reasonable way of understanding the whole sugya. Okay, so we come out now in this sugya that we have three-way machloket, unless, of course, we have Rav's Kabbalah, that there never was a Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Moshe Rav Yochanan ben Brocha, that actually they had said the same thing. It was Mechein Amr. But the way we had the sugya originally, we have three different approaches as to whether a Shabbat and Yom Tov next to each other is considered to be Kedushah Achat or Shtei Kedushot. Either it's a Suffolk, in which case you get the worst of both worlds, you could end up with a Hamargama situation if you lose your Erev in the middle. It's a Vada Shtei Kedushot, which is Rav Eliezer, she Shita and the Arab as a Kenim according to Rav, or it's Vadai Kedusha Achat, which is the Girsa that we have in the Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shmuel Ben Ocher, Reb Yochanan Ben Broka. Furthermore, we raised a lot of very significant issues about what it is that you'd be allowed to do on a Yontev Erev Shabbat in order to create an Eruv, and we discovered you can't create the Eruv B'chafila, because then already you're going to be Mechin from before Shabbat. Furthermore, the question about whether B'chalal it's possible to have an Eruv from Yontev to Shabbat would be dependent on whether you hold Tchilat HaYom Koneh, meaning the beginning of Shabbat, in which case Shabbat Bechilat Zma, or whether Sof HaYom Koneh, in which case however you manage to make the Eruv, it would always be an Eruv that was Mukhan from Yontev to Shabbat, and therefore it's not a kosher Eruv. But even if you would hold Tchilat HaYom Koneh, we'd have to arrange the Eruv in such a way that there was nothing obvious about what you had done that was a Kviat Eruv Lemachar for from today, because that was also Begeder Achana, perhaps an extension of Achana of Mimitzor Chevtzecha. Okay, meanwhile, we also learned some very interesting dinim that are nogea all the time about things that people can or cannot do on Shabbat that are nogea what they're going to be doing Motzei Shabbat, the question of how obvious it is what their intention is. So in other words, for instance, if somebody has a test on Motzei Shabbat and they want to sleep all Shabbat in order to take a test on Motzei Shabbat, well, over there, what are we going to say? It's not mukha that they're preparing now for their test in order to...
Don't say anything,
exactly. But indeed, it would be advisable not to say anything. If you say, I'm going to sleep in order to be fresh for taking my test on Motzei Shabbat, maybe that would be together already a little bit. Josh, we have you canned, but it ain't the same thing. And I don't know what the people, I mean, out there are going to think. You know, they hear you saying last night, Zuck the Heilig Mishnah, and then to find out it was all a farce. I mean, how do they know that this Daf Yomi ever happened? The whole thing might have been a farce. You know, once you start this way, there's no end. I was thinking it might not be worth it. I mean, the first time you found out there was canned laughter on all of those shows, I mean, that was it. You never laughed again, right? So I'm not sure whether it's a good idea. So we want you all the way in the flesh, and you got to hang around. Go ahead.
Can't sleep.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah. Now wait, this is interesting, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said yesterday, Chamar Gama. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda was the sheet of the Chachorim and the Mishnah before, that we are Mesupak, whether Shabbat and Yom Tov is considered to be Kedusha Achat, or whether it's considered to be Shtei Kedushot. Now, that's all very nice when it comes to 2 days that are Vaday Kodesh. The question is, how do they interrelate with each other? By the way, I should mention to you that there's a general question about this whole sugya that we've been studiously ignoring, which I think Scott brought up and managed to forget that yet. Which is, why don't we say mediated katsoy lebein hashmashot type of thing? In other words, we find, for instance, when it comes to an etrog on Matzai Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. So what's the din of those things that were mukzeh machmat mitzvah the day before? So we say, well, since it's a suffix lebein hashmashot anyway, right? So that means that at the beginning of Shmini Atzeret, you couldn't use your etrog. But once you couldn't use your etrog because of that suffix, now you can't use the etrog the whole day. So why don't we just say that the issue is not shtei kedushot or kedushachat, but rather, whether the period of Ben Hashmashot, because I'm not sure where my Makom Shvita is, basically has already defined my Makom Shvita for the next day. Maybe that was the point of the ones that are not Kedusha Achat type of thing. In any event, it certainly is an additional complication that we have not taken into consideration. And because of this, and other questions as well about this problem of Midit Katsoy, because we only seem to use that when it comes to Mukse Machmat Mitzvah. We don't seem to use it for other types of Yisurim, as we'll see when we get to Beit Zah. That many are indeed mechalek and say the din of mididit katsai is on this level, where mitzvah one to another is a special chumrah that we were koveyin in terms of mukmachmas mitzvah, and something is miyuchat for its use of mitzvah, not a general anhaga where the whole thing is a suffix. See, if something is mitam vadai, fine. But if over here it's just I don't know when, whenever it is. Whenever you were koveyin your makom shmita, and it's not the next day, it's the next day. But where we have a similar problem, an interesting case, is Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, while they were being Mekadesh Alpi HaRe'iyah. So what happens over there is every time you had a Rosh Hashanah, you weren't quite sure it was Rosh Hashanah. Because it could be that Edim will show up about the moon. And then indeed it'll turn out to be the first day of the month. It'll be the first day of Tishrei. But it could be the Edim won't show up. They come too late. We won't be Makabal. If they come after Mincha, we're not Makabal. If they come after Mincha and we're not Makabal them, so then what we say is, look, we know that deep down that today was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. It's just that we managed not to be Makabal the Edim because we didn't want to mess up the Korbanot and the Shiran, the Korbanot. Therefore, we'll keep today as Rosh Hashanah. No. All day. Okay. Because we were keeping it from the morning because we figured they're going to come. And see, they're not coming. What are we going to do now? So they made a takana. Once you get to the point point where you're not going to know what shear to say on the korban ben arbayim. So at that point, look, even if they don't come back, so should we stop keeping it as Rosh Hashanah? They don't keep it as Rosh Hashanah. We'll see later that there's a chashash over here that if Edom are not going to show up, then people next year when it's Rosh Hashanah will say, we wasted the whole day on Rosh Hashanah. It turned out 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah. I'm not going to go through that again. Let's go to the movie. So Mimela, in order to avoid that kind of situation, so we said, okay, keep the whole day as Rosh Hashanah anyway. So here, a guy doesn't know it's a Rosh Hashanah, but he's Yarei Shema Titaber. He's afraid that the Beit Din will not accept Eidim. And then it's going to turn out that the next day is Rosh Hashanah. Now, because of that, of course, we end up keeping every year 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Since we were Koveya Halacha to always keep, even if Eidim don't show up, naturally it's not the same as this, because the 2 days that we keep are Vadai Echad B'Tishrei and Sheni B'Tishrei, not Suffolk Shloshim Be'alul, which doesn't exist, and Echad B'Tishrei. Fine, but it's a translation of that idea. So now, in the original, since basically what happens is we're going to trace it back to the original, then apply it to the way we act today. So it turns out that today, or in Bavel at the time, it's just that we're not sure, really. It's complete Suffolk. It's not, if one day is Chol, and the next day is Kodesh. If the other day was Kodesh, then the next day is Chol. So now, that's not the same as having one day Shabbat and one day Rosh Hashanah. We're both days definitely coded. So over here we have a suffix. Says Rav Yudin, now wait a minute. If you have a suffix, then of course I agree to what Rav Eliezer said in the other mission. I mean, it's certainly not one kedusha, right? So in that case, if you have a Rosh Hashanah, Shahayaya Rei Shema Titaber, you're afraid that Rosh Hashanah will turn out actually to be tomorrow. So then Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvim, what you can do is you can do like this. But just like Rav Eliezer said about Shabbat and Yom Tov, because he says, well, there are two different kedushot. I agree that where one of them is Chol, one of them is Kodesh, and of course it's just like this. So he can say Eruvim or for that matter I could say Eruvi Berishon only, and on the second day I'll be like everybody else and get back my 2,000 amot in the other direction. Or you could say I only want an Eruv on the second day, but on the first day I should be like anybody else. So therefore, when it comes to here a case of Rosh Hashanah where it's Be'etzem a din and safek, that's no problem. Nonetheless, the Chachamim were not Moda, and they held that the Kvi'ut of Kiddusha on Rosh Hashanah is a Kvi'ut of Kedusha Achat. In other words, we were Koveya that Rosh Hashanah should be 2 days. Furthermore, says Rav Yudah, in the same case where you have now the Suffolk, so then you could be Matzne Adam ala Kalkala B'Yom Tov Rishon V'Okla, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You can make a Tanai on a Kalkala of Perot, and you can eat it on the second day. So you have Tevel. Now, you're not allowed to be Metaken Tevel. So what you do is you say, look, if today is Rosh Hashanah, so then obviously what I'm about to say is Batel Mevutal. I make this truma and this vice, and so on and so forth. But not if today is Rosh Hashanah. On the second day, you say, if yesterday wasn't Rosh Hashanah, I had already taken care of my truma to Masrot. If it was Rosh Hashanah, I am now taking care of my truma to Masrot. And that way, you could certainly eat it on the second day, because B'manoshach, you took off the heter, the truma to Masrot. One day was Chol. And over here, it's unimportant for you to know which day. All you got to know is the bottom line is, I took off my truma to Masrot, and everything is fine. Just like the Eruv. You're right, I can never make an Eruv in two different places, but over here, one day was Kodesh, one day wasn't Kodesh. So B'manoshach, if today is not Rosh Hashanah, I can walk as far as I want anywhere. And then tomorrow will be my Eruv, and vice versa. It's basically the same halacha. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to wonder why it was even necessary to say. Once you tell me that it's two completely different dinim, so then I understand that it applies to anything, including the Kalkalash of Perot. Furthermore, even a third thing Rabbi Yehuda found necessary to give us an example of, V'chein Beitzah Shenol Da Berishon. You have exactly the same situation. You got 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. A Beitzah is Nol Da Berishon, so at that point it's Motzah, but you can eat it on the second day, because we're Monoshah. Second day is, if the first day was Chol, so then the Chol was Meishen. If today is Chol, what do I need Achana for? So everything is fine, I can eat it the next day. Te'achel B'sheni. And on all these cases, Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim, they said, no, it's all 1 day long. Rav Dosa Ben Urkanis brings the ultimate in Safek, which is what do you do when you come to Davin and you're sitting there and Omed Lifnei Teva and you're saying the tefillah that they have, we have Ritzeva HaChalitzenu on Shabbat, they had a tefillah HaChalitzenu B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Now the Chlal will see that there's a machloket as to whether one even mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But says Rav Dosa Ben Hurkanis, you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, but you got a problem because you're not even sure it's Rosh Chodesh, are you? Because you know the Eidim are going to come. So I mean, you don't want to sound like a liar, Ribbono Shel Olam, on this Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo. So you say, listen, Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's Rosh Chodesh today, so then Hachalitzenu. If not, do it tomorrow. And tomorrow you say, well, I hope you were Chaltzenu yesterday if it was Rosh Chodesh. But if it's Rosh Chodesh today, so then you should be Achlitzenu. So apparently, Fnei Ativa, V'yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Omer Achlitzenu Hashem Lakin Et Yom HaRosh HaChadosh Hazeh, you know, whenever, Imayom, Imachar, Ulamachar Omer, Imayom, Imemesh, whether it was yesterday, maybe it was yesterday, in which case, I mean, the Achlitzenu would be a rather strange thing to say if it was yesterday. What would that mean? What exactly does Achlitzenu mean, anyway? No? I mean, from here, there are many who bring riots to alternative meanings to Achlitzenu, because you can't say Achlitzenu is a lotion of what? Achlitzenu et Yom HaShabbat Hazeh, meaning strengthen us, be mizares us for this Yom HaShabbat, which was yesterday. Strengthen us today for yesterday. I mean, that's crazy. Therefore, sometime in the meaning is et in the sense of Yehuda et Banav, with, together with. In other words, be mezares Yisrael and Shabbat, so that whatever it is, and if it's the Shabbat, you know, the yesterday Shabbat, the today, I mean, Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh. But the point is not the day, but rather with the day of Rosh Chodesh.
This nusaf or similar nusaf could be applied to every Yom Tov.
Possibly. Well, so we're going to talk about that in the Gemara.
In the Gemara time, if the Eidim did come on the first day, then there was no second day, that's for sure.
There was no second day, correct. Not in the Beis HaMikdash time, you know, you said the Gemara time. Beit HaMikdash time. Yeah, there's a little bit of a problem here, because if, I mean, what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? We're certainly not talking about, he's not talking about only the time of the Beit HaMikdash, is he? I mean, there's a takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who put things back to the way it was, because after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fixed things up so that the halakhot that had been changed because of the Beit HaMikdash were now reset. So one of the things that he reset was that we should be Makabal Eidim Kol Hayom, and we shouldn't have this business of lest worrying about them coming too late. So according to that, we would be Makabal them still.
Right,
as he said, we'll end up being Makabal them. L'chore not. If we're going to actually be Makabal, then why should we keep tomorrow Kodesh? It's only if we're not Makabal them we keep tomorrow Kodesh. The Tosis says, I mean, so what are we saying? That Rav Yehuda was talking about Bisman Shafes and Mikdash Kayan. That's what it seems a little bit funny. Yeah, usually the Mishnah we ask on the other hand is always talking about Bisman Hazeh. So, I mean, he says, well, okay, but even from the time of the Takana of Rav Yochanan and Ben Zaka, you could have, certainly, as the Gemara says over there, if what if Eidim don't show up in time for us to be Makabal their Eidim? So, I mean, over there, Rav Yochanan is Moda, that in that case, if they're meaning over there, because we're unable to be Makabal Eidim, that then we are Noyeg Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. That means that there is a concept of Kedusha Achas, that they were Koveya even Bizman Hazeh. Since that is true, this is way now the Tosfos understands, in other words, the way it turns out to be, since that is true, then we should look at our Hanhaga in Chutz Laretz as based on that subsequent Hanhaga in Yerushalayim. But even though, as set up over here in the Mishnah, they're definitely referring to someone who lives in Yerushalayim. Because why do they say he's worried? Maybe. I mean, it's not, you're all going to be worried maybe. Every Yom Tov has got his own worried maybe. If you're worried maybe, you obviously are living next to the Beit HaMikdash, and you're going to know. So for sure, the way the Mishnah is constructed is only to avoid the inference that we're talking about Yerushalayim. It's just that it's difficult to believe he only said the halakha v'nogeya Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is outrageous. Rashi says, Shema titaber b'gola kamar. Shema yasu beitin ha-gadol elo me'ubar. Now that is completely intolerable. It seems to be a mistake in the gears, and when you take it out of the Rashi, it doesn't appear in Rashi in the Rif, and it's in the old years of Rashi don't have it because it's crazy. And I mean, certainly the Mishnah can't be talking about Bagola. I mean, otherwise, why is the guy worried? He isn't worried. He knows there's going to be 2 days. I mean, there's something, and how would he know whether Basin was Marv or wasn't Marv?
Even everywhere else in Eretz
Yisrael. Even, right. But certainly, I mean, the last thing you could say is Bagola Kamari. We apply this in Bagola as a friend. Somebody got confused with something that Rashi might have said about its implications for the Gola. But the Mishnah is certainly not Kamari Bagola. So anyway, Rav Yehuda ben Orkanis, he went all the way and said, even in your tefillot, you have to make certain that you're not a shakran in your tefillah. V'lohodu lo chachamim. The chachamim didn't agree. Now, what does that mean? They didn't agree that one should make a condition in a tefillah, or that they didn't agree that you should mention bichlal Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? That was in the Gemara.
So even in Bais Rishon, everywhere in Eretz Yisrael except Yerushalayim, they kept 2 days.
Well, I don't know why you're saying Bais Rishon, but even at the time of the Bais, why Rishon as opposed to Sheni?
I mean,
there's no difference in Bais Rishon. Yeah,
from the beginning, from the month.
Yeah, if you don't know, you don't know. It could have happened at any time.
And it's like, but I mean, it's for sure that except Yerushalayim, they didn't know. Nobody
they
else
didn't know. Exactly.
So there's no way to get the word out.
Right. But the Shaila is whether it's a Bitab Sofik or whether they Koveya.
Right.
Says the Gemara, when you say Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim in the first part, where Rabbi Yehuda was saying all along the sheet of the Chacham, right? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was saying that we have a Sofik before when it came to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So who exactly are these Chachamim that don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda? And they say that even in a case of a Sofik, not where you have Shabbat and Yom Tov, both are definitely Kodesh. Who is that Mandiyamah? Omar Rav, that's Rav Yossi. How do I know it's Rav Yossi? Tanya. A bright expands on this thing. It says, Modim Chachamim LaRav Eliezer, Berosh Hashanah, Shaya Yarei Shemet Itaber. Now, note that this is basically our Mishnah. The same exact words as in our Mishnah. Except over here, instead of Rav Yehuda speaking as the Chachamim, which the narrator says, Modim Chachamim LaRav Eliezer, and that's the same thing as saying Rav Yehuda says, I would say, in the case, where first it was afraid, Shemet Itaber, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, there, just like Rav Eliezer said, that you have Shtei Kedushot Lagavi Shabbat and Yom Tov. For all intents and purposes, we agree when it comes to Rosh Hashanah that you can do exactly the same thing. And you can make Shnei Eruvin, and you could say Eruvi Berishon LeMizrach B'Sheni LeMarav, or Berishon LeMarav B'Sheni LeMizrach, or Berishon LeBesheni, I want an Eruv B'Sheni Kiven Eri, or I want an Eruv only B'Sheni, or Berishon Kiven Eri. And here comes the critical words that I say is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, oh sir? So obviously, Lo Hodulo is Rav Yossi. Omar Lehem Rav Yossi. And indeed, the rationale for the Lo Hodulo is as follows. Rav Yossi said to them, "I atem odim she'im bo edim in amincham lamala shenohagim oto yom kodesh lamachar kodesh." Do you not admit that any time that you have a case where we are bedavka not going to be makabo the edim? So, in other words, anybody who's not next door to Beit Din and doesn't know what they're doing is going to be keeping 2 days Kodesh because maybe this is what happened. In which case, they were koveya both as Kodesh. It's no longer a suffix. Rabbanan say, no, stop getting so holy about this. The reason that we kept both days Kodesh is not because we made a din that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. The reason we continue to keep the first day Kodesh is that's simply because we have to worry that people who see that, listen, last year we ended up waiting till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, wasted the whole day, and then found out we got to do Rosh Hashanah the next day. So we don't want people to feel that. Therefore, we said, okay, you know what? If you started, today is Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. But what do you think that means? That we really created a new yontif of Rosh Hashanah? That you should have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Therefore, why should we be moda over here that it's considered to be a kedusha that is actually in the but not because it gets now a din of one kedusha the same way that you were saying lagabe Shabbos and then or even a suffix of one kedusha like Shabbos and yontif. It was a special halacha not to come to people being mizal. Didn't have anything to do with our appreciation of what the din of the Kedushas Hayom is, and therefore it remains the same as it was before. We still hold by this case like Rebbe Yez. There's no way to view this as 1 day of Rosh Hashanah.
So therefore, it's two Kedushas.
Yeah, so therefore what we said, Modim Chachomim, Rebbe Yez is trying to show that it's wrong to say Modim Chachomim, because since they were Koveya, the Kedusha of Yom Tov, it's not. No, they were Koveya, the Kedusha of Yom Tov, because if the Eidim don't come, once we were already Koveya as Rosh Hashanah, let's keep it. Not because of Zilz. Because we never know. So then let's keep it as Rosh Hashanah anyway, and we'll do tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's at least a suffix.
Okay.
It's at least like Rosh Hashanah. It's at least like Yom Tov and Shabbos, isn't it? And Yom Tov and Shabbos, you said you're not going to give it a din of Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not going to give it a din of two separate things because you're Mesupik at least. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. So now over here, why are you being more Mekel? I don't understand. Say the Chachamim, you're wrong. Even though we would have kept it, we're only keeping it in order not to be Mezalzel in it. And therefore, it's definitely two separate things. And we paskin, in this case, the same way Rebbe Eliezer would have paskin when it comes to Shabbat and Yom Tov. You're looking confused.
In other words,
let's take a look.
Paskin that it's one Kedusha.
No.
Two Kedushas.
Yeah. No. Two Kedushas that is essentially based on a Safek.
Yeah.
No, that's the point.
It's not one long day, is what we're saying, according to them.
No, we're saying more than that. But let's review the Sugya once again. If you have two different types of Kedusha, Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah, that extend over a period of 48 hours, we have a machloket, whether we should view an extended Kedusha as essentially, for all intents and purposes, a long day of Kodesh, in which case the Erev would be good for 48 hours. And there's only one sheet that holds like that, and that's for Shimon Gamliel, but I'm not sure if you can remember. Or we should say, look, it's two separate dinim, two separate days, each one gets its own Erev. You can do it any way you want. Erev 1, no Erev 2, vice versa, Erev in one direction. I don't care. That's what Rebbe Eliezer says. Definitely two different Kedushas. And the Chachamim was Rebbe Yehuda say, we're not sure. Now, how about where you end up with a suffix, and because of that suffix, you kept the Kedusha twice. So there, Rebbe Yehuda was the sheet of Chachamim. He said, look over there, of course it's like Rebbe Eliezer says, because we're keeping this the Kedusha twice because of a suffix. So then what are we going to say? It's one long 48-hour Kedusha? One day was really Kedesh, one day was really Chol, and okay, I'm gonna treat it as if it's Kodesh because I don't want problems. I mean, but certainly I'm not gonna give it the din of an Erev for 48 hours, and certainly I'm not gonna give it a din of a Suffolk, maybe I'll be Chamar Gamal, and so on. You got two different days over here. Says Rabbi Yossi, now wait a minute. If you held that Shabbos and Yontev, over there you were Mesupak, and you said, it might be one Kedusha. So for heaven's sakes, ask yourself, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, do you know that there's always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Because, Lamaisa, if the Edom don't show up, didn't we give it a din of Kedusha? So what are you telling me? It's a suffix. It's Vanai Kodesh. So why is this any different than the 2 days where you have the Shabbos and the Yontev, and you said, I'm not ready to go along with Rebbe Eliezer to give it two different dinim. So why over here are you ready to go along with Rebbe Eliezer and say, let's give it two different dinim, day one and day two? It's essentially a suffix. So they answered, excuse me, you're jumping to conclusions. You're saying, just because if the Edom wouldn't have come until too late, we would have kept the day Kodesh. You're saying, so you see, that means it's definitely Rosh Hashanah, and we were koveyed as the Kedusha. That's not true. The reason we force you to keep Rosh Hashanah all day is because we're afraid that people will look at us as a joke next year, and it may really be Rosh Hashanah. And they'll say, last year wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, the year before wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, so we might as well just take it easy and keep Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. That's probably what's going to happen this year too. And if it doesn't happen, so does that give it a din of a Kedusha? It gives it a din of pretend it's a holiday, not make it a holiday. Be machmir, not to do the melachos. That's all we're telling you. So what's that have to do with it? Shabbos Yontif are real kedushas over there. Maybe it's all one kedusha. It's not really kodesh over here. We're noeg as if it's kodesh. Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees with that, says no, not noeg as if it's kodesh. We gave it a shame Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you have the same problem that you would have had with Shabbos and Yontif. If you feel that Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have a right to split the eruv, then on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a right to split the eruv. So don't tell me you're made it to Rabbi Yezer Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah ends up being no different, at least, the Shabbos and Yontif. Both days are Kodesh.
It's the same Kedusha.
So if anything, it's worse. You certainly can't make one an Erev for one day in one place, and the other day in the other. That would be like making an Erev half a day Yontif to go here, and the other half a day to go there, which I certainly can't do. It's either a Mokum, but it's certainly not to be motive to Rebbe Eliezer. If anything, it's worse. If anything, it would be the opposite case. Yeah, fine. Maybe it's the opposite case. But it certainly is not to be treated like a suffix as if it's no... That's already a different question, whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kula Kedusha Achas. That's a separate thing, which we'll see more of later. So now... Now we know that what Rabbi Yehuda said over here was that Beit Shanol the Barishon and so on, or the Kalkola. In other words, he's treating the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as Suffolk. Suffolk Chol, Suffolk Kedem. And the reason he's doing this, he says to Rabbi Yossi, is because really, even when I keep that first day, it wasn't Kodesh. I was keeping it to pretend that it was Kodesh. And therefore, when it comes to making a Tanai of whether I can take off Trumas and Maisras or a Beit Shanol, I don't have to pretend then. What am I pretending for?
Do even if we say Yom Arich.
I never mentioned the word Yom Arich, but you did. The Gemara didn't say a word about Yom Arich.
So yeah. Don't we hold that?
Obviously we don't hold that. The Yod Omer Rav Yehuda. So now Rav Yehuda said three separate cases, all based on the same thing. Suffolk of Rosh Hashanah. One case was the Eruv, one case was taking Trumot Ma'asrat, one case was Beit HaShanol de Yom Tov, and then we had the other case of Rav Dusa ben Hurkanis, but that wasn't Rav Yehuda. That said even about the Davening. Why did Rabbi Yehuda need to illustrate his halacha three different ways? It's all the same thing. You're telling me that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are not really Kodesh. One day is a suffix, and therefore, each day is a suffix, and therefore I can make it tonight. The same thing. Make a tie for an Erev, make a tie for a Kalkola, say that it's certainly not Muktzeh of the second day. What's the additions that you're making of? Says the Gemara B'tzricha, we need three illustrations of the same thing. Why? The Iyashminan, it should say Iyashminan Reisha, not Iyashminan Rosh Hashanah, obviously, because they're all about Rosh Hashanah. So Iyashminan Reisha, meaning the case of the Eruv with which the Mishnah begins. So I would say, okay, look. V'hakam Rav Yehuda Mishum Deloka Avit Midi. I mean, we understand that we are going to pretend, aren't we? You say, I mean, even according to you, you're pretending that it's Kodesh. So I understand that you're saying that if you set up your Eruv before, setting your Eruv up on the day Erev Rosh Hashanah, which may not even be Erev Rosh Hashanah, so you're not doing anything at all. I mean, you're what you set up before, Mamanashach, is going to work out one way or the other, is what you're saying. So that I have a right to do it one day or not the other day, fine. Then I understand. But by the Kalkala, now there, anybody that's listening and watching what you're doing is going to say to himself, wait a second. Bottom line is, this guy managed to treat what I thought was a holy day by taking off Trumas and Maaseres, which you're not allowed to do on a holy day. How do you do that? So that would be a violation, I mean, even of your own shita, where you're saying we're just keeping today Kodesh because we don't want people to be mezalzel. Okay, you are being mezalzel. You're ending up, somehow or other, being mezakein, your Kalkala, the Paris. I mean, how are people supposed to understand this whole chab? So maybe over there, since it's mechzik and mezakein tivla, looks to me that you've ended up being mitzakein tevel on Yom Tov. So maybe in that case they would be moda to the Rabbana, meaning the Rabbi Yossi sheet, that we should treat it both days as Kurdish. You can't make any tznaim. That's a big Kurdish. And let's say that we even knew these two cases, both the case of Eruv and the case of Tikkun Teva. Nonetheless, Yashmin Hanitarte, I would say, that's Mishum de Lekele Migzar life. There's no reason for us to be choshed that you'll come to do an actual malacha on Yontif. But if we allow you to do Beitzah, Shenolda, the Ikele Migzar ba Mishum Perot Anoshrim, we'll see in Beitzah, that one of the understanding of why it is that we asur a Beitzah has nothing to do with Hachana. It has to do with the sugya we had back in Shabbat about if you have olives or grapes that had on Shabbat had leaked. And so we said, well, we can't let you use it because we're afraid that you're going to go and squeeze. Squeezing is a malacha. Then the same thing in people's minds are things that come out today. So he goes, okay, you'll think to yourself.
Squeeze.
You'll
say, chicken.
No, I knew he was going to do that. I was trying to get there fast enough. So when you see that wine or that grape juice that has leaked out, and you say to yourself, now on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, well, the beitzah that was appeared out of nowhere was okay on the second day. So the grape juice is okay on the second day. And as a matter of fact, I need a little bit more grape juice. So because of that, so maybe we were making gezeira. So I would think that perhaps we should answer because of Perot HaNoshrim, Mishum Mashkim Shezavu, which is basically based on the Takana we saw earlier about liquids that come out by themselves. So maybe over there he would be moded to the Rabbanan that we should answer Beit HaShinah for a completely different reason. Not because of the dinim of the of its being Kiddush Akas or all really a Takana of Yom Tov. Two different things.
No,
yes and no. We'll see in Beitzah. He said, therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we need basically both takanas. Both examples. Tanya. Explain precisely. The Bryce expands now on the Mishnah that said that a person can make a condition. Well, look, a guy has shtekar kalot shoktefel, okay? Now, he wants to make one of them the trumas and mises for the other one. So what he could say is he could say like this. So, Omer. Imayom cholalam. For COVID. Now, I don't know whether today's Rosh Hashanah or not. If it's not, then I want this one to be the truma for that one. This avoids the problem of the not being nicker and so on. Okay, this one will be the truma, and if not, so then nothing. In my own kodesh l'mofer chol, forget what I just said. Never said it. Ain't before I call. The korea l'ashem, this is the kriyat shem. Umini chana, you put it aside. Obviously, you can't eat it yet because if l'maisa today was kodesh, then you just said the ain't before I klum. And you never took off the truma l'maisa. L'mofer. Then the next day he says, look, if today is chol, I want this same one that you said. Yesterday, obviously, it's all you need to say the other one, then you're really in trouble. Mm-hmm. But you say the same one, you say, now I want this one to be true. Now. But if today is Kodesh, of course, forget it. I never said anything. Because, I mean, I said it yesterday. The Koryala Hashem Vokla. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Now, just like Rabbi Yossi, we know Rabbi Yossi was the one who asked all of these comparisons of Rosh Hashanah. And here, amazingly, it says, V'chenayah Rabbi Yossi Oser B'shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolu Yod. Ooh. He even said that the 2 days of Suffolk in Chutzlars, wait a minute, this is a big, big extension of the Halach, I mean, Bishleima, where he was trying to say Rosh Hashanah, even though we know for a fact what the day is. We're standing there in Yerushalayim with the Beit Din HaGadol, and it's not Yontif, and nonetheless we're pretending it is Yontif. There I understand we define a new Yontif. But the Yom Tovim Shagoliot? And over there it's because you don't know if it's Yontif. I mean, you're telling me that over there you can't make it tonight? Over there you can't do two Arabs? I mean, what would be the story for such a thing? Amazing. Nonetheless, he asserts over here, Shnei Yom Tovim Shagoliot is the same halacha. And in fact, what happened was that there was a tzvi, Ahu Bar Tavya, there was a young deer that had been caught, the Itzadid Biyom Tov Rishon Shogolu Yod in Bava. They shechted it Biyom Tov Sheni. So Reb Nachman and Reb Chista ate. Why not? I mean, Memanashav. If yesterday was chol, so then there was no, what was wrong? Nothing was done wrong. If today is chol, so for sure, what's the problem? So why can't I eat? So they ate. Reb Sheshes refused to eat. Forget about this guy. Well, forget about it. I mean, you can't even argue with him. What are we supposed to do for poor Reb Sheshes? Lo achol b'tzavatavya. He misses out on his venison. I'll take his portion, please. Thank you. Amalei Reb Sheshes, Reb Sheshes says, Eichi Eicha, what do you mean? How could anybody expect me to eat? The Tony Isi, how about what Isi just said, or Amri Law, Isi Tony, that he said it as an exclamation. What? Well, Isi Tony v'chein haya Reb Yossi Yosef v'shnei amin tovim sharosh hashanah, and you expect me to eat? I'm outraged. That's the two lashonos. Am I outraged or am I paskening that this is like this easy b'shem Rav Yehuda? So Rava said, I understand. How do you know that that's what it means? My kusha. Dilma ofi karma. V'fein haya Rav Yossi oser b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah b'gola. He didn't mean 2 days of Pesach. He meant he answered also in the gola the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which essentially is a translation of the suffix that you would have had in Yerushalayim. So even though normally the 2 days of Goliot indeed are completely unrelated to each other because they're just a suffix, but since there's a din in Yerushalayim of keeping a yontif, even though you know for a fact that it's not a yontif, so in the Gola, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah need to be viewed differently than you would view Pesach and Shavuos and so on. I mean, that's all he said. No, couldn't have meant that, because then why would he have said Shel Galuyot? He wouldn't have said Shel Galuyot, he would have said Bagola. Shel Galuyot refers to a set of Yomim Tovim. The Yomim Tovim in the Galuyot. And that's a reference to Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. If he meant how to act on Rosh Hashanah in the Gola, he would have said, and in the Gola, it's no different. So then Bagola mi boil. Says Rav Asi, okay, even so, how do you know that's what he meant? My kush. The Mofi Koma. V'chein haya Rav Yossi ose isur shnei yamim tovim shel Galuyot ki shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah l'Rabbanan. The Shoru. Maybe all he meant to say when he said he answers it, he was saying, the isur of shnei yamim tovim shel Galuyot is no different. That's what it means, isur. The isur of shnei yamim Galuyot shel Rosh Hashanah shel Agolah is no different than the way that the Rabbanan treat the Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, meaning that it's mutter. True, it's a little pushy, but remember that we don't like Rabbi Yossi saying things like this, because Rabbi Yossi is Nimuko Imo, and there ain't no Nimuko Imo. Well, where's Nimuko Imo? Can you explain to me why anybody in his right mind would say that Shnei Yamim Shel Goliot, which are clearly based on Safek, that they should be treated as if they're Vadai Tu Dinim of days of real Kedusha? Explain that to me. If Rabbi Yossi wants to say something like that, where's the Nimuko? So therefore, even though it is indeed, says Rav Asi, I admit it's a bit pushy to read that into what Rav Yossi was saying, but it's preferable to say that than to say that he said something that doesn't even make sense. But what's wrong with that? As a matter of fact, poor Rav Sheshes, this happened to Rav Sheshes before, poor Rav Sheshes ran into Rabbi Bar Shmuel and asked Rabbi Bar Shmuel, so listen, you got any interesting new bright thoughts that you just saw over the internet maybe about the Kedushas issue? So I just had a little run-in. I did. Amarlei Tanina, we got this fascinating brighter, which says that Rav Yossi is moda b'shnei yomim tovim shel Galuyot, that actually, there for sure you can make it tonight. I'm like, oh God, if you meet them, don't say a word. That's all I need, is they should find out what an idiot I am, and they also got to eat my portion. Anyway, so this seems to definitely tell us that indeed the correct way of understanding what Rav Yossi had said was the way we were sort of stretching it to mean that it's mutter on the Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galuyot, that he's made it the same way that Rabbanan actually reviewed, in other words, had said that he's made it. I don't want
that's
them.
Only for everything other than
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I don't want them to know about this, right, please. Omer Rav Ashi.
It was caught on the day, on the
first day.
So, why would
on the second day. They ate it on the second day.
They wait, right?
You wait B'Chei Shiyasin. So we waited B'Chei Shiyasin, that's the second day. Right? As long as it was obviously enough time for me to catch the tzvi, so I didn't get any hanoi if today is the fault. But it wasn't here. Omer Rav Ashi, did you Omer Liam Meima? Meima said to me, first of all, your whole case is wrong. It's not even what happened. That Bartavia was not trapped at all. It wasn't the issue. The issue was that Goyim had brought it from Chutzotchum. So it was Chutzotchum not yesterday. The same day. You guys got so mixed up turning this into a Shnei Yomim. But that wasn't a thing at all. Typical, isn't it? Guys take something and mix the whole thing up. What happened is that on the same day that they ate it, it had been brought to Chutzotchum. So those who ate it, Reb Nachman, why did he eat it? Mandi Akal. So far, Abba Bishvil Yisrael Zeh, Mutar Yisrael Acher. But even though they had brought it for the Sukkah, that's it. They're eating by the Reish Galusa. Let him not eat it. Why can't I eat it? They didn't bring it for me. They brought it for him. So I'll have his portion, actually. What's the problem? Whereas the Reb Sheshes refused to eat. Mandi Lo Akal So far. Call the Ati, the Bei Reish Galuta. Daita the Kula Rabban and Ati. What do you mean? I mean, somebody brings something to Reish Galuta. They're always not eating alone. I mean, he always had meals with all of the people that are there. So therefore, it was as if it was brought in Yuchat for me, Michutzot Chum. Therefore, I can't eat it. What are you talking about? Reb Sheshes met Rabbi Bar Shmuel. He told him over this whole thing that he heard over the internet. He begged him not to let them know about it. But according to you, it's irrelevant. And we're not even talking about that case. Ah! They made up that too. I mean, you really made it sound good. I'm telling you. Never happened. The very simple Maaseh Shehayah. Do we want to learn about turnips today, or shall we save it for tomorrow? Aru lifta ba'ati l'machusa. Nafak rava chazi de kamisha. Shora rava l'mizvamine. Now, they brought in these turnips for sale, and Rava looks at it. He says, man, this thing is so shriveled up, I guarantee you it's a week old. You don't have to worry about it. It's been picked on Yom Tov. If you want to eat it, fine. There's no problem. Go eat it. So, my Amrit, what are you going to say? So, how about I may have tomorrow negra? It's got to be old. What are you going to tell me? That it came in chutzotrum. Therefore, I can't buy it today. No problem. Habab Yisrael Yisrael zeh. Look, I'm getting it over here in the market. It's Yontif. So I'm buying it in the market. I got to deal with the guy who writes down whatever I take, and that you're allowed to do. So, I mean, Koshkin, if it's brought in for Goyim, I mean, the guy's selling it in his store. He's not thinking about the Jews buying. So why shouldn't I buy it even if it gave me Chutzotron? Given the Chachazi, the Kamafshi, of course, it immediately got around. Hey, the Jews are in the market for Lefet on Yontif. Make sure you bring extra for the Jews. Of course, that messes it up. So then us. Then he had to ask them from doing that from that point forward.